To see today's photo, go to mtforchrist.org or follow me, MT Clark, on Facebook or Twitter. Good morning. Today's photo of a midday sun next to an electrical tower just off of Waite Road in Easton, New York, comes to us from yours truly as I captured this shot while taking a canine friend out for a walk on the day after Christmas in 2021. Well, it's Wednesday, and normally I share a photo of a mountain or a hill to symbolize the fact that we have made it to the hump of midweek. And the truth is that I had a particular photo in mind to share, but decided that I couldn't share it, because to do so would be dishonest or simply would not be too cool. Through my community service volunteer work for the American Foundation for Suicide Prevention, I made many Facebook quote-unquote friends for the purpose of promoting the Columbia Green Out of the Darkness Walk, which I was the walk chair for in 2018 and 2019. So I made friends with people and organizations I didn't even know for the purpose of getting the word out. I also joined a bunch of local community groups for the purpose of promoting the FSP's work. But since 2020, I feel I've been called to focus my efforts at helping my fellow man by sharing the gospel of Jesus Christ and by encouraging Christians to experience and maintain their freedom in Christ. I still fully support the efforts of the AFSP, but after a couple of years of no longer serving as an active volunteer for the organization, I decided recently to reduce the number of Facebook friends I had, because many of those quote-unquote friendships that I had made in the recent past had no interactions to speak of. So this morning, I realized that photo I was thinking of using this morning from June of 2021 was from someone that I had unfriended. Awkward. So do I use the photo and say it was from a former friend or a former acquaintance? Do I refriend them so I can claim friendship again? What if they find out that I unfriended them? Will they be mad? Will the loss of our social media acquaintanceship cause them to be depressed? Will my mass friending of people in 2018 and 2019 be seen as the Machiavellian scheme of event promotion that it was? Was it? Who knew that social media friendships with people who you don't even really know could be so complicated? Anyway, rather than use a former acquaintance's photo, it wasn't that great anyway, really it wasn't, shots fired, I decided to use my own and not regret the means that I used for good in the past, no more than I may employ those means for good in the future. You know, as for the lost friends, I must have unfriended close to 200 people or things in the past year, and as much as I think I may be so important, I think maybe one or two of those people have refriended me without comment. Anyway, all of this commentary surrounds my intention to share the message that the principle of truth in our faith walk is the guiding principle that is what should direct our path and determine our actions that will lead to our ultimate liberation from negative mind states that will keep us in the bondage of oppression or confusion. You know, could I share a photo from a friend who was no longer a friend? No. Should I refriend them for the sole purpose of using their photo? No, that doesn't feel honest, so no. As varied and complicated as this simple situation could be, the truth and the intention to live honestly directs me out of the confusion. And it is this principle that is at the core of the life of a Christian disciple. We seek to speak the truth of the gospel of Jesus Christ in love and to represent him by living honestly. Yesterday, I confessed how I had fallen short of living according to my intentions to avoid sugar and foods high in carbohydrates, and how that failure had started to lead to secretive and self-deceptive patterns of behavior. And instead of being honest about my failure, a part of me wanted to cover it up or to, quote-unquote, just move on and quote-unquote, give myself a break. But luckily, I saw the inherent danger of beginning what would have been a double life, of acting one way and presenting myself as acting in another way, by trying to represent someone who says they care about being honest, but then living with secrets. Well, today, I'm happy to report that I had a single day of success in staying within the parameters of my eating plan. And it was possible because I decided to be honest and to be committed to my intentions. I decided that if I failed, I would tell my wife. She loves and accepts me for who I am, and I confessed to her that in the past, I would keep a part of myself away from previous partners to the point where I could claim that they didn't really know the quote-unquote real me. I would hide my feelings and actions from others in the past because I wanted to avoid their anger or disappointment, but I wasn't honest. I didn't care about their anger or disappointment. I just cared about doing what I wanted all the time and would rather hide the thoughts and behaviors that may upset them rather than stopping or changing those behaviors. That way of living kept me isolated from everyone else. I was living a double life where only me, myself, and I had an idea about what I was doing or what I was all about. But in my new life in Christ, I'm called to live in truth, knowing that God loves me, forgives me, and wants me to enjoy a life free from secrets and lies. So I have exposed my tendency to sneak food or keep my thoughts and feelings hidden in order that I can live in the joy of the freedom that comes from knowing you have nothing left to hide. A weight has been lifted off my soul, knowing that my new marriage will be a place where everything is revealed openly, and that we will support each other in being the people we always wanted to be and who God empowers us to be when we decide to live in the truth of who we are in Christ rather than the darkness of secrets and lies. So to be blunt, stop lying. A Christian has no business in living a life of deception. If you have secrets, reveal them and decide to live in truth to have peace and to experience the joy of freedom that comes when all the cards are on the table and you have nothing left to hide. Today's Bible verse comes to us from the New Living Translation Bible Promise Book for Men. This morning's meditation verse is Psalm 28:7, and it says, "The Lord is my strength and shield. I trust him with all my heart. He helps me, and my heart is filled with joy. I burst out in songs of thanksgiving." Today's verse speaks of the feelings of protection and strength that come from trusting the Lord, and how we are filled with joy and thanksgiving when we realize that we have his help. God calls us to salvation by calling us to place our faith in Jesus Christ, which is without a doubt the ultimate help he could give us. Forgiveness of sin and a new eternal life in his kingdom is some big-time help. But as amazing as it may sound, God wants to help us with more than just these eternal matters. He wants us to trust him on a daily basis to receive his protection and strength. The Bible is filled with encouragement to live a righteous life. There are verses telling us what to do and what we shouldn't do. The question is, will we trust God and apply his wisdom to our lives? Today's verse indicates that we are to trust God with our whole hearts. When we do that, we will be filled with joy and thanksgiving. God is encouraging us to live according to his ways, and today's verse indicates that we will experience a sense of his protection and strength that will have experiential results to the point we will burst out in singing his praises. Our Christian lives are not to be drudgery. They are to be infused with joy when we realize that God is trustworthy and good. So trust him and follow him to know the life that God wants you to experience, a life filled with joy and thanksgiving. As always, I invite all to go to mtforchrist.org, where I always share insights from prominent Christian theologians and counselors to assist my brothers and sisters in Christ with their walk. Today, we continue to share from Dr. Neil Anderson's Restored, Experience Life with Jesus. Today, we start sharing from Chapter 6, and it's all about overcoming pride. If you want to get that, there's the introduction of the chapter and the ugly five-letter word, pride. And So if you want to dip into that resource, go to mtforchrist.org to see the beginning. As a reminder, the entire book, Restored, by Dr. Neil Anderson, is available for a free download on ficm.org. Under free downloads, you'll be able to see it and download that entire resource so you don't have to come here and get it piecemeal. But we share it every day as an encouragement to you know, seek out your freedom in Christ. And as I tried to point out today in today's message, none of this will be on the podcast, on the blog, is that our lives are the first principle of our lives in Christ is to tell the truth. You know, Jesus is the truth, the way, and the life, and that first thing is the truth, right? So, as a Christian, you know, we stop lying. The jig is up. We confess our sins. We confess our failures. And when we do that, we discover the freedom that Christ wants us to live in, you know. In my walk, I had great, you know, when I stopped lying about my addictions and went into recovery, I didn't have to hide up that I didn't, you know, that I didn't have problems. I was able to admit to them and get help and support. But the biggest support comes from the Lord. When you decide that, Lord, that's it. I don't want to live my life this anyway. I want to live according to your ways. And that joy and thanksgiving comes when we when we decide to trust him and live according to his ways. So it's just, you know, our Christian faith is not just about believing a set of truths. It's about applying a lifestyle of righteousness to our lives. And it's not, oh, we're so good. No, it's we're obedient to the loving call of the Lord to stay away from the darkness that we used to be in. So I encourage that life of truth today. We encourage that life of truth by sharing some things we've learned on the podcast and on the blog. So one thing we've learned is to experience our freedom in Christ. So we share our discipleship classes on the podcast for Victory Over the Darkness, The Bondage Breaker, and Freedom in Christ. These teachings are filled with spiritual truths drawn from the Bible and the teachings of Dr. Neil Anderson. And they can be revelatory in terms of opening your eyes to the truth of who you are in Christ and setting you free from the world system that keeps you in bondage. So we share those classes, and if you want to take a deeper step into the material, we offer the printed materials for those classes via email if you contact me at mtforchrist247@gmail.com. We also encourage the study of the Word of God. You know, it's sort of a mystical truth of our faith. Is like there's the written word with solid truth in it, but it's a spiritual word from God. And so somehow it's more than just the words on the page. It's a conversation between you and the Lord. So we encourage that conversation. When you read the Bible, you're seeking the Lord's wisdom and his ways for your life. And he sees that, and he rewards it for those who seek him. So read the Bible. And we encourage that by sharing our Bible study with the Syncotes that we do once a week. So if you wanted to check out our Bible study discussions, they're under Bible Study with the Syncotes on the blog and on the podcast. So yeah, it's hump day. We made it. I'll try to be more prepared in terms of what photo I share tomorrow, but it just sort of points out, you know, the underlying principle of truth of how we're supposed to live our lives today. So let's live in that truth and experience the joy and freedom that comes from it. When we live in God's presence and according to his will and ways for our lives. So let us pray. Lord God, Heavenly Father, thank you for another day in your kingdom. We thank you for all you've done for us. We thank you for the revelation of Jesus Christ who saved us and forgave us and gave us a new eternal life, and that we can now walk in freedom and confidence throughout the rest of our lives to share the good news of the gospel. Lord, we pray for the people listening today, that they would be blessed. Lord, that they would be protected. We pray for their prayer request as we pray for ours to be answered. And Lord, we just pray that they'd be blessed with prosperity, protection, and your provision for today and what they need. Lord, we pray for the Holy Spirit to anoint us as we go about our day, to show us the things we need to know. We could use some inside knowledge. We should use our spiritual eyes to be open to what's going on. And we could be encouraged to walk into the good things you have provided for us to do today. So help us to represent your kingdom by being led by the Spirit and our intention to follow and do your will on the earth. Lord, we pray all these things in Jesus' mighty name. Amen.